Thank you. Thank you so much. Welcome to the beautiful city of Inglewood. My name is Gerard McCallum. I am one of the project managers here. We've been on this project for about 10 years, and the last 2.5 years has been quite a ride, and we are so proud to present today the mayor of the great and beautiful city of Inglewood, James T. Butts.
First of all, I want to thank Madison Square Garden, the fabulous forum, for hosting this event, and I want to welcome you to the beautiful city of Inglewood, California. The new home, and hopefully final home, of the Los Angeles Rams. At one time, this city had the moniker, and we carry it still, even though it wasn't relevant, as the City of Champions. And now, we will be the City of Champions once again. 2.5 years ago, I met a very special person. I've talked about that land, that parcel of land that Walmart used to own, and with a number of people, and then finally I met the person that would bring greatness to this city. And I want to introduce you to a very good friend of mine for the last 2.5 years, Stan Kroenke.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. It's very nice of you, and it's a wonderful welcome, and it's great to be here today. You know, Jim said, you know, we've known each other for 2.5 years. 2.5 years ago, I've been in the development business for too long. I hate to tell you how many decades. I date myself. My hair is getting a bit gray, so it gives it away anyway. But anyway, I walked in and met with Jim. And we sort of knew where we were back in the Midwest, and we had to find some alternatives. And, you know, since this team had been here 49 years, this looked like a pretty good one. The National Football League had wanted to come back to L.A. for more than 2 decades. I had been on that committee for a number of years, and I think they thought that I had a little expertise in real estate development. Maybe I could help them out. And I knew how I had learned how hard it was to get something done out here, really to focus in and do it right. And so anyway, we were presented with that opportunity. We came out here. I met Jim, went over and talked to him. I was out here at 5:30 in the morning one morning and saw this site. I'd been out here years ago. My son Josh is here today. He played basketball with in AAU out here in the summers, and so we'd been in Inglewood playing hoops, and I'd been to see the here in the forum in this building watching Showtime Lakers and other events over the years. So it wasn't unfamiliar to me, but I hadn't seen it for a while. And I was familiar with other sites around Los Angeles, and so, you know, this was pretty amazing to a guy like me to see something sitting here like this, 300 acres. That's bigger than Century City. That's bigger than downtown footprint of downtown Beverly Hills. I mean, you can do things here as a developer like me that you can do scale. You can do things that are exciting. And you can combine it with sports, and we've done that other places, but not on the scale of Los Angeles. So anyway, I met with Jim, I walked in, and I started to explain, like I'd done for years, about when we developed real estate, and I was meeting with the head official, the mayor, and started to explain myself. He said, "Don't tell me anything, I know all about you." He said, I know all about you in sports, real estate. Tell me what you need. You're our guy." And So that's how we got here, and it's powerful stuff. And really, that's the opportunity, and so we worked through it for 2.5 years. You got to know you have a foundation. I told Jim earlier, you got to know you had a foundation like Jim gave us to have the confidence to go do the other things we did. And so. But this is all about football, really. This is the great history of the Los Angeles Rams. And we have our coach is a Southern California boy. He's quite an outstanding football player himself, and he's glad to be back. I know Jeff Fisher is, you'll get to talk to him later, but he's really excited, and I know it's quite emotional for him. So anyway, we're happy to be here. It's quite a privilege. We're looking forward to moving ahead with this. The fun part for us really starts. Coming in here today and being received like this is wonderful. Been a long road. It's been a long road, but we made it. And so, anyway, we're gonna have some fun. And I can tell you this: I was walking around New York City. I love New York City. It's the Big Apple. I was walking around with our guys in November. I thought we had a real chance. We'd move this thing a long way. I said, "Look around you." And I said, "What do you see?" And they said, "Well, Big Apple. I mean, amazing city." I said, "What if someone told you there's a market out here in this country that's like this city, but it has no team from the dominant sports, the great league, National Football League, occupying the city?" I said, "You wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it." And then if they told you you had the opportunity to go do that and build a stadium that's world class, you probably wouldn't believe it. But that's what we have in front of us, and it's a great day. We're going to bring Super Bowls here. We're going to bring events like the Final Four. Final Four hasn't been here in decades. They've already talked to us. So there's a lot of opportunity. Thanks for being here today. It's exciting, and I'll give you back to the mayor.
Thank you.
Every time you guys see me, I'm going to remind you that we're in the city of Inglewood, California. And I wanted the commentators at ESPN to know that we are our own city and we have our own mayor. But here is something that's very significant to me. There's 19,300 some cities in the United States of America and 3,774 counties in the United States of America. There are 32 football teams in the NFL, and one of them is here in the city of Inglewood. Now, one of the things that had to happen, there were a lot of things that had to come together to make this the most compelling project for the owners to vote to allow the relocation. And one of them was the largest contiguous block of open land in Southern California is right here across from the iconic forum that Madison Square Garden has brought back to be the number one venue in the greater Los Angeles area. Wilson Meany, in conjunction with Stockbridge Capital, had a project that was ongoing like forever, right, Chris? And they were here. They were entitled for a great mixed-use development that we were proud of, and they were ready to start with. And I was able to talk with them and together convince them that, you know, give this thing with Stan Kroenke a chance and see if we can switch gears and make a great thing stupendous. And this is the guy that made the great thing stupendous. I want to introduce Chris Meaney.
First and foremost, we are here today to celebrate the return of the Rams to Los Angeles. That return is especially sweet to those of us that grew up here with the Los Angeles Rams as our team. But I think it's appropriate to also remember that the return of the Rams is not all that we seek to do. In a process that was begun by Stockbridge Capital Group and emphatically joined by the Kroenke Group, we have been engaged with the mayor and city council and community to convert 300 acres of land next to the forum into a dynamic new retail and entertainment district for all of LA. Our plans are ambitious. A little aside, I was remembering a design meeting. Stan, with Kevin and others in his team, were putting the great designers at HKS and some of the other great architects that are working on their project through this through their paces. We spent hours, Stan driving us on things big and things small. When the meeting was finally ending, Stan pushed back his chair. He said, "Make sure you don't ever lose sight of what we are trying to do here. When we are done, when someone from around the world thinks of LA, Hollywood Park must be one of those three or four places that instantly identify the city." We are blessed to have been helped by so many in our work. We thank the mayor, the council, and all of the city staff for their years of effort on this project. We thank our regional leaders who assist us and the many agencies that are working hard to process the reams of paperwork that we have submitted to them. Most importantly, we thank the citizens of Inglewood and the citizens of the surrounding community of Los Angeles for their engagement and support. While we have made great progress, we have much work to do to realize Stan's mandate. Many in this room and many more from around our community will be working very hard over the coming years to make this project a reality. My belief is that when the Rams open in their new permanent home here in 2019, Los Angeles will have a new landmark. I'd like to introduce to you Kevin Demoff, Chief Operating Officer of the Los Angeles Rams.
Thank you, Chris. And when you say that, I want everybody to look at the backdrop for the first time. You can see the logo, which says the Los Angeles Rams. This is the opportunity of a lifetime to come home to these fans and to begin the 50th season of play for the Los Angeles Rams here in Los Angeles. One of my favorite phone calls I've ever gotten to make Tuesday night was to call Jeff Fisher and Les Snead shortly after the vote and ask them if they want to be the head coach and general manager of the Los Angeles Rams. Since they're sitting in the front row right here, I think we all know the answer. Together, we have all built an organization that is thrilled to come home, back to our fans, and back to the place that we hope to deliver the first Rams Super Bowl here in Los Angeles. It has been a long process and a dream come true, especially for someone who grew up right here in Los Angeles. When I was six, I played indoor soccer right where we are standing at halftime of the LA Lakers games. I had a Jim Everett jersey and a Jim Everett poster on my wall. And when I look at the alumni sitting here today, Jackie Slater, Tom Mack, Hall of Famers, many other Rams, it is a pleasure to bring their team back home and to begin the process of representing Los Angeles with pride. We are thrilled to join the other teams that are here in the quest for championships for this city and to once again make Inglewood the city of champions. We are honored for the faith that the NFL and its owners have put in us to deliver a terrific product here in Los Angeles, and we can't wait for the day to welcome a second team into our building to help have a true NFC-AFC rivalry, which will be special. And maybe one day... there will be a terrific Super Bowl of two Los Angeles teams. Our goal when we started this process was to make sure that at this year's Super Bowl, Sam Farmer did not have to ask the first question of what would be happening in Los Angeles to the commissioner. As I see Sam in the front row here laughing, he may ask us today, but I know he will not be asking that question up against the 49ers, who I think... I have told the NFL we look forward to welcoming the 49ers back to Los Angeles to restore this great rivalry. We are excited to be home, to be back in front of our passionate fans. When I look at the jerseys up in top, I can't wait to think of what it will be like on opening day 2016 as we run out of the tunnel of the Coliseum. And more importantly, on opening day 2019, when we are across the street at our brand new home, ready to return the Los Angeles Rams to the City of Champions to deliver our great fans here the championship you deserve. I want to thank all of those who made this project a reality, from Chris Meany and those at Wilson Meany, to all of our partners here in Los Angeles who helped us through the process, to Mayor Butts, who, as you heard, made this dream come true, and most importantly, to the visionary Stan Kroenke, who helped return your team back to Los Angeles. Thank you. We look forward to being here.
Before we take the questions, I'd be remiss if I didn't do something. You know, while I was heavily involved, I was backed up and supported by the greatest city council in America, and that would be Ralph Franklin, Eloy Morales, Alex Padilla, and George Dotson. And I don't want to say that we were extremely confident that we'd get to this day, but 8 months ago, I wrote a letter to Roger Goodell requesting that Inglewood be the site of the 2020 Super Bowl. So Gerard's going to come up, and we're about to have a few questions.
Great, super. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. We'll take it from here. Thank you, Mayor. So we're going to take a few questions, and what I need for you is your name, your organization you're with, and who you're directing the questions to. So we'll take the first question.
So the question that was asked by Inglewood today is what will the economic impact of this development be on this community? And I'll just mention a few things. We've got a press kit for that should provide additional support. But as Stan said, his vision here is not just of a stadium, but it's a stadium with a community that will include retail, office, and hotels. The construction of this project will involve some 40,000 jobs, and once complete, there will be thousands of jobs on site, generating something in excess of $100 million of economic activity a year. Importantly, because this has always been a transparent partnership with the local community, we have ambitious goals for the participation of the local community here. We have 30% goals for disadvantaged and minority business enterprises to participate in the construction, and a goal of 35% of permanent jobs being for Inglewood residents afterwards. So I think it's a pretty impressive program.
Next question.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, there's a couple parts there I had a little trouble getting through, because it's been a long road here. I mean, this has taken years, and I won't go into all the details that what we had to do before I ever met with Jim. But I don't know, football is emotional. I mean, we're here. I mean, it was a long road. We get a chance to play football. That's fun. We've got a great young team on the rise, in my opinion. Everybody has injuries in sports, but we had some key ones. We had some big-time players get hurt this year, and we still hung in there. Lost three by a field goal and whatever. But, you know, or else we're 10-6 and probably looking at the postseason. That's what Seattle is. But we beat them twice, Super Bowl participants. So I mean, we're there. We're close. We got some things to do, but that's the fun part. The fun part for me now is to look forward. I mean, and so it's emotional. I mean, standing here, I've had a home in this community of the Los Angeles area for 20 years, and so I've always loved the area. And Josh and my daughter, we've been around here a lot. Our family. So it's, you know, it's a lot to take in. I mean, we've been working so hard on this, we didn't get to think about the fun stuff like that. It's fun to be back. It's fun, Jim, I've known you for years. It's fun to be able to know I'll be in town and have a friend. In the media. So, thank you.
Next question.
Well, thank you. I don't think it was me. I think that, I mean, we had a good plan. What Chris said earlier is exactly true. I mean, my big admonition to everyone was, you know, and it's sort of a perspective. And I mean, I've talked to my fellow owners about that. How does a person get in a position that I got into? I mean, that's a pretty good question, because we're sitting out there, way out there on that limb, and there's some people just soon chop that limb off. But I think, again, it's a perspective brought on by decades of doing it, decades of being in the sports business, seeing an opportunity, knowing how good that opportunity is, being thrust into a position back in our home market where we were before that was untenable, and saying you got to have alternatives. And so for us, we're going to create options, and that's what we did. And so I don't think we sold them. I think the excellence of the project itself. I mean, I think when we started, Chris said it. That's what we said. This project has got to be that kind of project. Our biggest risk is to undershoot it. That's it.
Next question.
My name's Najee Ali. I'm with the Wave newspaper, the number one African-American newspaper in Los Angeles. Mayor Butts, thank you for your leadership. This could not have happened without you. Thank you, sir. Mr. Kroenke, thank you for bringing the Rams back home. The question from the Wave newspaper is the ticket prices. Right now, there's concern and talk on social media that I've seen that our community might be priced out to coming back to watch the Rams game. So the question is, will the ticket prices be comparable to what they are in St. Louis for when the season starts in Los Angeles? Thank you.
Why don't we give that to Kevin?
I like the questions. They got better. I will say the ticket prices starting out this year will be very comparable to what we have had in St. Louis when we return to the Coliseum. On Monday, our website, welcomehomerams.com, will go live at 10 o'clock where you can put your name in to go get tickets. And our goal is to make sure that everybody who wants to go to the Coliseum next year can go watch the Rams return to play. As we go move forward to build our stadium here, we have not looked at ticket pricing yet. They may not be what they were in St. Louis. I will give you that hint. But as I've looked around in Los Angeles, they don't usually seem to be. But we are thrilled. Our goal is to make sure that this is a terrific football environment, that the hardcore fans who want to come to our games can make sure they have an opportunity. To those in our community who have supported us and will continue to support us, we'll have an opportunity. But I will say this about our franchise. While it is great the 10 Sundays a year we will play here in Inglewood, we will be part of this community 365 days a year. You saw Rampage up here on stage. He can't wait to get going. Our organization takes terrific pride in being engaged in the community, making those partnerships, and being wonderful advocates for football year-round. And we can't wait to bring the power and passion of the NFL to this community and to make sure that we activate great fans. And I will make sure, as we work through this process, that everybody in Inglewood, in Los Angeles, in Southern California feels a vital part of the Rams experience.
Next question.
Hi, Ramona Shelburne with ESPN. This question is for Mr. Konkey. Where do negotiations stand right now with the Chargers? I know there's been some talks, but they have a year to do this. Where do those stand, and how are they going?
Well, you know, that was part of the approval, and we're engaged. We're immediately engaged with them, talking about what some kind of deal might look like. We've offered several iterations of that, so we'll see where that goes.
Next question.
This question is for Kevin Demo.
State your name and the organization you're with.
Ethan Hansen, last word on sports, sir. Sorry. This question is for Kevin. There's a generation of fans in Los Angeles that did not grow up with football. You know, kids that range from my age of 23 to little kids who are 6, 7 years old. What are the Rams going to do to make sure that they are not just Inglewood's team, but they are LA's team, and grow that brand?
Well, I think it's two parts. The first thing that we're going to do, and I'm looking at you, Jeff and Les, we're going to win, first and foremost. I think the second thing is we're blessed to have the Rams' legacy here as an organization. When I look at the jerseys, we have a Stan mentioned our terrific young players. I see Dickerson jerseys. Hopefully those will become Todd Gurley jerseys next year. I see Jack Youngblood jerseys. Hopefully those become Robert Quinn. You know, I grew up, I won a fantasy championship the night Flipper Anderson broke the receiving record. I expect Tavon Austin to do the same. And I think as we look at our players are terrific young players. They're going to grow. They're going to become integral parts of this community. And our fans, Los Angeles, all of Southern California is going to come to love them. But they're going to be in the community. They're going to be at civic events. They're going to be at Children's Hospital. They're going to be at playgrounds. We're going to be holding Play 60 events. Football is 365 days a year. We are going to engage fans at every turn. And I think of the generation of fans. I was a senior in high school when the Rams left. To be part of the group that can bring them back is fantastic, but I'm going to tell you, we know it's a challenge. My nephew, you would think, is a giant Rams fan. Yet I walk into his room, he has a Colts jersey for Andrew Luck. I even found a 49ers in his house. My sister and I had some words about that. I hope that goes away. But the key is, first and foremost, we're going to win. We're going to play great football. I have great faith in Jeff and Les and our organization, and I think that's going to bring home a winner that's going to engage fans year-round.
Great. We're going to take one more question. This is our last question. Yes.
My name is Thomas Perumian. I'm with KABC Talk Radio 790 here in Los Angeles. Mr. Kroenke, Tuesday night, you talked during the announcement about a number of leading Angelenos speaking to you about getting a stadium project done in Los Angeles, and not just for the people, but for the working class communities to provide them with opportunity. Can you talk a little bit about those Angelenos that spoke to you? Can you mention any names and tell us about the challenges that they talked to you about putting a stadium back in Los Angeles and in the area?
Well, I mean, over the years, I mean, I can bring in a lot of names, but, you know, some of the guys that, real estate-wise, for example, that I know, Rick Caruso, for example, they developed the Grove and some other landmark things. I mean, he's lived here all his life. He told me, he said, I don't know if you can get that done, but he said, if you can, I hope so, because it will benefit thousands of lower-income people. That was his statement. There's one example. I can go into more. I mean, a lot of the names you are familiar with, but I don't think I need to.
Thank you so much. This will conclude our question and answer period. We thank you so much for coming out. We're excited. We've got a little bit of work to do, so we're going to conclude today as we get back to trying to hit this date in 2019. Thank you again for coming to the wonderful, beautiful city of Inglewood.